Odo and Eleanor did not set out to find their destiny. At best, they were hoping for eels.
"I've never seen the river so low before,"
said Odo as he climbed down the banks and began to trudge through the thick, reddish mud. He'd walked along and waded in the same stretch of the Silver Run for what felt like every single day of his life. Like his days, the river was always much the same. But now, there was a lot more mud and a lot less river.
"Father says it never has been so low," said Eleanor absently. She was already a few steps ahead of him. But that was no surprise. She was always a few steps ahead of him, he felt.
Odo watched as his best friend stopped and looked intently at one of the puddles next to the thin, knee-deep stream that was all that remained of the once rushing river. Before Odo could say anything else, she lunged with her spear and lifted out a writhing eel firmly stuck on two of its three sharp prongs. "Got it!" she cried.
"I noticed," said Odo.
He was impressed, but it was more fun to make Eleanor think he wasn't. He took the snapping eel off the spear, his strong fingers holding it firmly despite its slime. Then he put it in the wicker basket he held and strapped the lid back on. There were already four eels inside, awaiting the fifth.
"When the river is this low, it's very bad for the mill," Odo went on. "There's not enough water to turn the wheel. We're grinding with the small millstone now, turning it by hand."
"I wondered why you sneaked away," said Eleanor. She headed downstream. "Let's go to Dragonfoot Hole. All the eels will be gathering there, I reckon."
"I didn't sneak away," protested Odo.
He was the seventh child of the village miller, and even if there had been 70 more kids in the family, there would always be work to do.
"I did my share this morning."
"I know. You're very good," said Eleanor with a grin, in a way that made "good" almost sound like an insult.
Her father was the village apothecary, and though she did help him with some things, he, by and large, let her do what she liked. What Eleanor liked the most was looking for adventure. In the village of Lenbur, this meant spearing eels, shooting rabbits with her bow, or scrumping apples from the bad-tempered Wixton family, which was fun for about 3 minutes. Eleanor wanted more. Her mother had been a soldier knighted on the field of her last battle, and Eleanor planned to follow in her footsteps if she could find someone to train her. In the becoming a knight part, not the dying in battle. Odo didn't know what he wanted to be. He would be 13 next spring, and at that age most people were already doing whatever they would be doing for the rest of their lives. He had to decide soon if he wanted to apprentice with someone instead of his mother, the miller.
"Do you reckon we'll all have to move?" he asked Eleanor,
eyeing the shallows and the mud.
"I mean, if the water dries up completely."
"Yep," said Eleanor brightly, spearing another eel. She quite liked the idea of heading off into the unknown.
"The river will come back, though," said Odo,
basketing the eel without even thinking about it.
"It's been raining lately."
"But isn't that what makes it all so strange?" Eleanor asked, as she peered around the edges of the biggest sinkhole on the river. "It's been raining, and the river is still drying up."
"Look, what's that?" Odo looked.
Dragonfoot Hole was a deep depression that exactly resembled the imprint of a mighty clawed foot. Odo had never seen it so clearly before. Normally he would have had to dive down to the river bottom, holding his breath. But now, the water hardly flowed over his large bare feet. Odo could see three eels swimming just below the surface where Eleanor was pointing. Then he caught the faint gleam of something shiny sticking out of the muddy riverbed.
"Metal," he said. "Probably an old horseshoe or something. I'll get it."
He knelt and reached down into the water. Eleanor could make out a long silver shape through the murk.
"Doesn't look like a horseshoe," she commented.
"Well, I know that now."
"Ow!" He pulled his hand back and looked at the thin line of blood on his finger.
"It's sharp."
Eleanor knew she should tend to her best friend's wound, but she couldn't take her eyes off of what they'd found.
"It's a she said breathlessly. She started to reach for it herself, but Odo grabbed her wrist.
Careful, he warned. I only just touched the tip of the blade, and look.
He held up his injured finger, showing Eleanor the cut. A single drop of blood welled up and slid across his flower-stained fingernail, falling into the water above the submerged weapon. For a moment, the drop stayed together, then it broke apart and swirled away.
Press on it. That'll stop the bleeding, said Eleanor, unimpressed. She'd helped her father sew up many really serious wounds, like last week when Aelbar the farmer had run over his foot with a plough. I'll just lever this out.
She reversed her eel spear, pushed it into the mud under the silvery blade, and heaved down. The sharp, pointy end of the sword came out of the mud with a loud, squelching sound.
It's not even rusty, exclaimed Eleanor in wonder.
She moved the spear shaft farther along, eager to free the rest of the weapon from the mud.
Can I have it? You've never wanted a sword.
I guess so, said Odo.
He'd been pressing on his cut finger, but stopped to have a look and see if the cut was still bleeding. It was, and another big drop of blood fell. This time, it didn't fall into the water. It fell on the tip of the sword and ran down the narrow gutter in the middle of the blade.
Blood.
The single word was not spoken by either Odo or Eleanor, but by a deep male voice that was a little scratchy, like it belonged to someone woken from a very deep sleep.